The Keystone XL has been in the news a lot lately. The pipeline would carry tar sands oil, a form of crude that's booming in North America. It's controversial. Keystone fans say the pipeline will make us more energy independent. But environmentalists say tar sands oil is especially dirty and will accelerate climate change. That's why the State Department has hesitated to approve a final piece of the Keystone XL. But a similar pipeline network has passed under the radar. Carl Weimer is with the Pipeline Safety Trust.
While all the focus has been on TransCanada's Keystone pipeline, you know, Enbridge has used existing pipelines and new pipelines next to their existing pipelines to create basically the same transport system.
One piece of that network is about to begin full operations just a few days from now. It's called Flanagan South, and it starts about 2 hours south of Chicago. That's where I meet Jennifer Smith, a spokesperson for Enbridge.
Here at Enbridge, safety is a priority. So the first thing that I want to do is just a little safety briefing. In the case of an emergency,
when I arrive, I'm instructed to pull my car in backwards so I can exit fast in an emergency. We suit up in goggles, hard hats, and bright yellow vests, and head out to get a tour from an engineer.
Can we take a look at the Flanagan South pump station?
You bet.
The pipeline itself is about as wide as a hula hoop and will carry 600,000 barrels of oil a day. It goes from Illinois to Oklahoma, but is part of a network that stretches from the Canadian tar sands to the Gulf of Mexico, like the Keystone.
How many people do you have working here right now?
Currently about 80.
The oil transport industry says pipelines are a big boon to the economy. Enbridge hired around 1,000 people during the construction of the Illinois section of the pipeline. And crude oil imports to the Midwest recently hit an all-time high. Smith says that means millions in local tax revenue and meets a demand.
Outside of just the gasoline and diesels, byproducts of crude oil are made for plastics. They're made in manufacturing. Our true quality of life depends on crude oil.
But Enbridge only expects to hire 5 new permanent people in Illinois because of the pipeline. And Doug Hayes with the Sierra Club says it's just not worth it.
The 600,000 barrels a day is equal to about 130 million tons of carbon emissions. The same as putting 27 million more cars on the road.
There's a lot of reasons Enbridge's network didn't attract the same amount of attention as Keystone XL did. Enbridge's network used existing pipes in some sections. One of those existing lines already crossed a Canadian border. So unlike Keystone XL, it didn't need State Department approval. And there is something else. This new section of the pipeline got something called a Nationwide 12 permit from the federal government. It basically fast-tracks the permitting process. The southern section of the Keystone XL, which is already complete, also used one. Hayes says the permit allowed Enbridge to skip long public comment periods and avoid an environmental review of the pipeline in its entirety.
There was no opportunity for the communities along the pipeline route to, you know, learn about the dangers of oil spills, the climate impacts of this pipeline, and so forth.
Hayes represented the Sierra Club in a lawsuit over this permit. The Sierra Club lost but is appealing. Hayes says the case is a big deal because he expects more companies to follow a similar strategy.
The tar sands industry is looking at what's happening with Keystone, and they understand that, you know, the more the public learns about these projects, the more opposition grows. So there's been a concerted effort to permit these pipelines behind closed doors.
I asked Smith if Enbridge tried to keep the pipeline quiet. She says no. She helped host open houses and presentations.
Everyone is welcome to come in and get their questions answered.
But when I pressed her on if they tried to escape the more comprehensive environmental review, she's more elusive.
It was decided that it was the Nation 12 was the permitting route, so that's what we followed.
Did you push to have that instead of having the whole pipeline approved under a wider environmental impact statement?
So again, we work with the regulatory agencies. We go by their recommendations for whatever permitting process it is that we're to follow.
Flanagan South plans to begin full operations later this week. And if there is one thing that everyone can agree on, it's that this is a sign of things to come. If tar sands oil continues to be extracted, the Midwest will be at the crossroads for transporting it. I'm Shannon Heffernan.